From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the policy of strategic patience with North Korea has ended and that military action against Pyongyang is an option on the table.
The U.S. and our allies have repeatedly reassured North Korea's leaders that we seek only peace, stability, and economic prosperity for Northeast Asia. As proof of our intent, America has provided $1.3 billion in assistance to North Korea since 1995. In return, North Korea has detonated nuclear weapons and dramatically increased its launches of ballistic missiles to threaten America and our allies.
While in Seoul Friday, Tillerson visited the heavily armed demilitarized zone, or the DMZ, dividing North and South Korea. As part of his first Asia trip as the top U.S. diplomat, Tillerson is meeting with leaders in the region, including China, to exchange views on moving forward. Syria says it has shot down an Israeli military jet and hit another. Israel, however, says all of its aircraft returned safely after conducting airstrikes on several targets in Syria Friday morning. Israel did not say what was targeted, but Syria says Israeli jets attacked a military target near Palmyra that aided the Islamic State. Iraqi forces on Thursday continued their advance in western Mosul, reaching the outskirts of an historic mosque where Islamic State was declared in 2014. Iraqi military leaders reported fierce battles with Islamic fighters near the Grand Mosque of al-Nuri. An Iraqi commander told VOA losing control of the mosque will be a major blow to the Islamic State. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.